Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a quick announcement. I spoke with Gary and Kelly yesterday, and our conference is dangerously close to filled up and not going to be able to take many more. So if you are thinking you're coming to visit us in November, between November 11th and 13th, for a 15th anniversary celebration and the world premiere of Colin Campbell's new work, I would strongly advise you to let us know about it very, very soon before we have to tell you no. So anyway, just a quick announcement. All right, the federal government spends an enormous amount of money on and resources evaluating health claims on junk foods, and the whole effort is to regulate what companies are allowed to say about their products. And I've written a lot about this before. In fact, I wrote a response to a New York Times article that talked about this whole issue. It's a waste of money, and one of the byproducts of our ineffective regulatory agencies is that many junk foods are still labeled as if they're health foods. The public is confused, and the feds really don't do anything about it, and it just stands in the way of getting things done in this country. But private groups are taking more and more actions against food companies in the form of lawsuits alleging false advertising and other violations, and some have been real successful. I'm associated with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, and we've successfully sued the dairy industry for its completely unfounded claim that dairy products facilitate weight loss, and we won. The Center for Science and the Public Interest just filed a lawsuit in California against General Mills alleging that its fruit roll-ups, fruit gushers, and fruit by the foot are being promoted as healthy foods when they contain trans fat, added sugars, and food dyes while containing little real fruit or fiber. And this is true of a lot of these kinds of products. They're marketed as if they're, you know, really fruit in some type of sweetened form, and it really is junk food. General Mills responds, of course, that it stands behind its products and it still believes them to be healthful. Now, CSPI acknowledges that certain parts of General Mills' claims are valid. The products are a good source of vitamin C, they're low in calories, and they're fruit-flavored. But CSPI also states that being truthful with these statements doesn't mean that the company's marketing strategy is not deceptive. And I agree. The labeling and marketing of these products makes them seem like a viable alternative for fruit for busy kids and parents when these are really little better than candy bars. So why does the U.S. continue to wrestle with food companies over these issues and allow ridiculous claims on ridiculous products? And it's because the food companies are a powerful lobbying group, and they know the products represented as healthier will sell better. In fact, according to a Hudson Institute study which looked at food sales for 15 companies during a five-year period, foods labeled as healthier experienced more sales growth. In fact, the category experienced a 70% sales growth when the rest of the food business increased by significantly less. Hank Cardello, lead author of the report, stated, quote, "Companies' bottom lines can benefit from selling these sorts of products." And, of course, Hank is referring to foods marketed as healthy, which is quite different from foods that are actually health-promoting. And therein lies the problem and the misunderstanding and the ongoing conflict. That's all for now. There will be no message tomorrow because I'm traveling again, but I will be back to all of you on Monday morning.